Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Greatest beer, Bud Light. He is big time Benny Barrasso. I'm Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio running the show at the One Call That's All Gruber Law Office's studios at Radio City in Milwaukee. Alex Strofe holding it down at the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios downtown off the Capitol Square in Madison. And you, the Scalzo and Brust family on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust, calling us, texting us 800-990-3776. Ben Brust silencing his computer. Thank you. I can hear the echo.
Sorry about that.
That is all right. We are off and running here. Big shout out to Josh DiMaggio for finishing in last place in the Scalzo and Brust Cover 5.
It's like third to last. Had a huge comeback.
No, I'm saying for me,
of all of us,
you, yes. Benny, and Craig Carmison, somehow Craig Carmison made money off of the three of us.
Yeah.
During that.
So it was 20. So Josh
is out $120.
Wait, I thought it was
up the ladder.
So you owe $20 to me, $40 to Greg,
$60
to Craig. I thought I just owed Craig $60.
No, you're paying up the ladder. Then Benny owes me $40, or no,
$20
owes
and
me
40.
$20, and then Craig $40,
and you owe him $20,
and I owe Craig $20.
This seems unfair.
Why does the richest guy keep getting richer?
Yeah. It's America.
I mean, that's how the world works.
I guess. I guess it's a hard truth of life, huh?
Gosh, unbelievable.
Neither of you guys finished in the positives in Cover 5.
Not close.
Not even close.
In Cover 5 Madness, I finished with a score of minus 43. And in the GKB one where we're talking about now, I finished minus 43 and a half. So very consistent.
I was positive in both leagues. Shout out to me. Pat on the back to me. And yet, I did not defeat Craig. So at least I'm in the money. I'll take it. I will take it. But shout out to Josh DiMaggio.
Yeah, you win money.
I win money. I win $40. It's a pretty good deal.
I lose 60?
You lose 60.
And the losers keep on.
No, you only lose 40. Because you get paid 20 on the back end.
Ah, heck yeah, Josh, you suck.
Yep.
Josh wants to slap you in the face so hard he looks like Will Smith right now.
Oh my gosh. Josh, stay back there. Don't come towards me.
Ben Brust was
so awkward.
Infatuated last night with the Oscars.
You didn't reply
Oscars.
To any of my texts. It was just me and Joshy.
I know. I didn't have my phone on me when it happened. And I was watching the Oscars. It was fascinating to watch it all happen, to watch it all go down. And then I did take a look at Twitter and see what actually had happened. And then he just gave that really bizarre
so
speech. this goes into my theory of when you get so rich and so famous, no matter what, like, you get weird. Like, it just, you get odd. Like, look, Will Smith, when he came onto the scene, was a somewhat relatable, normal, fun story, fun guy, and now he's gotten so rich and so famous that he himself has turned into an oddball and is just hard to understand or comprehend. And of course, he made himself out to be like the biggest victim. Like, hey, if you're a rich, popular, famous actor, the amount of abuse that we have to put up with, I mean, it was just that guy, man. That guy.
I mean, it's a wild ride of emotions. There was tears. There was punches.
Slaps.
All right. Slaps.
Nobody is softer on the planet than Will Smith. Like, he is the softest guy I have ever seen. Like, don't come here crying about all of your problems when you're worth $1 billion and you and your wife are ridiculously famous. Ooh, I'm sorry the internet's mean to you. I'm sorry that Chris Rock made fun of your wife. Like, I get it. She has an autoimmune disease. You know how many people have diseases out there that get made fun of all of the time? It, that's how it is.
Are you talking from a comedic standpoint? Or just in general?
I mean, just in general, but also from a comedic standpoint. Like, that's what comedians do. We pay them to go up there and make fun of other people. Like, and make things that are dark light. And that's the whole medicine that they provide to us. And no, do I think he crossed the line? No, I don't think he crossed the line by any means. I understand that she has alopecia. I understand that it's a sensitive subject. But you know what? I'm sure Will Smith has said mean things about other people in order to make a joke before two.
I'm upset that it wasn't a punch. You know what I mean? Like, why the slap? Why are we, what's the thing with the slap nowadays?
Because to me, the slap is far more insulting than the punch.
Really?
Yeah. You get up and punch and it's less demeaning. If you slap somebody
with
an open hand.
Put on the poll, Josh, what's worse, getting punched or slapped? But if he was truly that angry though, you know what I mean? Like, Greg, if you were like raging and somebody said something where there was no turning back and you're like, I'm going to beat the crap out of this person, would you go, oh, wind up, open fist? No, you punch somebody.
That's why I still hold out a little bit of skepticism for all of that being real. All of it seemed a little too clean and a little too put together. Like, I don't care what happened.
But then how do you describe the tears in the speech and the awkwardness?
I mean, the guy is out there. Again, he's reached that cliff. He's reached the Tom Cruise cliff of I'm so rich and famous where, like, I've lost all sense of reality around me. And again, like, the idea, the desire to be a victim when you are, like, part of the oligarchy is wild to me. Like, I mean, it is insanity that this guy is going up there and acting like his life is difficult because Chris Rock made a pretty inane comment about his wife.
What if it's deeper than that?
Even
though?
Just like 10
well,
years
it's
ago,
clearly deeper.
You could say horrible things about other people, like who were celebrities, and it was like, ah, ha, ha, that's funny. I mean, 30 years ago, you should see the things Don Rickles used to say.
Who the heck is Don Rickles?
Just we'll move on.
One of the best, most famous American comics of the last 60 years.
The Rick Man.
The Rickmeister. But he was an insult comic. Like, that's what he did. He went up, he insulted everybody, he would go around, he'd make fun of them, he'd make fun of their spouses, and boom, you move on. Like, and I was in shock yesterday when Will Smith got so upset. Now, he didn't even get upset. He laughed, and his wife got upset, and then he walked up. I will say, the calm walk up in open hand slap was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. If he came at Chris Rock a little bit more in the other thing of like, look, you can make fun of me, but I don't respect that guy. And so,
but also like, again, like part of, again, I like everything tells me like that I think it's going to be real. But again, like if you're human nature says, if you see somebody walking up towards you,
they're friends.
I don't care. You see the eyes like, you
not
know,
anymore.
You would see, if you saw his eyes, you knew he was angry. And for Chris Rock to just stand there, like, and not, like, have any idea that there's an angry man walking towards you.
I mean, he explicitly knew, but what, in that situation, you're Chris Rock, you're on national TV, a guy you've called your friend for a long time is walking straight at you, you're, like, ready to fight? I think it's confusion and, like, what the heck's going on? What's he gonna do?
don't know. I'm just hyper aware and don't want to get hit.
I think it's a part I haven't heard mentioned a lot is the deal with the Oscars in that opening is kind of everyone gets made fun of. That's like part of the deal.
It's every award show nowadays.
That's like the thing. So like to not think you're going to get made fun of.
Well, and apparently he heard it the night before in rehearsals.
No, I don't think that was the case. I think that this is the problem too with the internet. Then stuff starts
misinformation.
What Ben is referring to is that it was reported that Will Smith did not get up on stage or get upset during rehearsals. That was meant to say this wasn't staged, because if it was, it would have happened in rehearsal. Not that he was watching rehearsal and he was okay with it. But when the joke was told, he was laughing, and then clearly his wife was upset, and then he got up there, put on his cape, and went in like in assaulted him. He could have killed Chris Rock.
I hate this.
Judd Apatow has since deleted the tweet where he claimed that he could have killed him.
I mean, and he went up, and it's demeaning. That was a demeaning slap. I feel embarrassed for Chris Rock today. The only thing you can do if you're Chris Rock is not back down and keep making fun of her. Like, that's what you do, is you keep fighting back with comedy, and then go ahead, you really want to beat me up, Will Smith? Like,
then you're the winner, because that's what a true comedian does. It made me think of the Jim Rome bit where he said, "Don't call me Chris ever again." And he just goes, "Chris." And like then Jim Rome, I think, is funny and gets beat up, and Chris Everett looks like the idiot. Now, Will Smith still kind of looks like the idiot, but if he attacks him even more because he's making fun of him and making fun of his wife and just continuing to jab at him. I mean, I guess that's where the friendship thing probably came in, because he wanted to, but he's like, all right, I'll keep her out of my mouth.
Are they actually friends, or are they just like Hollywood, like we kind of know each other? I can't imagine they were actually friends. That's something that you just don't get up and do. That's something you do at a buddy's house to a friend when you're messing around. National TV? Tens of millions of people watching, or at least after the slap happened, maybe.
Yeah, but like tens of millions of people are listening when you make fun of me all the time here, and I don't get mad at you.
Actually, that's quite different. You do get very upset with me.
I have thrown a chair across the room and punched a wall. So am I Will Smith, and are you Chris Rock?
No. Hilsey chimes in and says, who's softer, Greg, Debo or Big Willie? I don't know if there's a softer individual on the planet than Will Smith.
Wow.
I'm willing to make that declaration.
So the recent people that Greg Scalzo's list of people he can beat up, Debo Samuel, Derrick Henry, there's one more I'm missing, but should we add Will Smith to it?
Yeah. I mean, look, there's a lot more that you're missing on that.
yeah.
But no, I would feel too bad to even get into a fight with Will Smith. Like, he would just start crying immediately. Like, my life is so hard. People are mean to me.
You're saying you would have him in a mental crying pretzel because you'd be insulting him verbally so much that he wouldn't be able to even fight you.
I mean, look, I don't even, like...
Where do we stop caring about people's feelings? Because 9 figures of worth, it's definitely way past where I stop caring about somebody. Because, like, who does he think he's appealing to?
You're saying wealth makes you stop feeling things?
I mean, look, you...
Feeling bad because you're getting bullied? Yes, I definitely stop feeling bad.
That's not fair.
He made his money off of celebrity, and now he's complaining about
being a celebrity.
Like, that would be like, hey, I made my money working hard in, like, being a CEO, and then being like, I have to work so many hours. I'm working so hard right now.
They made me fire someone.
Like, I mean, that's literally his job, and he's been doing it his entire life.
You guys are so mean. You guys are mean people.
Not mean people.
I empathize.
You know how insulting it is for him to go up there and act like what they do is difficult? What he does is literally read something that someone else wrote on camera.
Please pretend.
Pretty. Like that's it. That's his job, is to literally go up and read the words that somebody else wrote on camera. And to act like he is victimized because people can be mean to him online, and a comic whose entire job at the Oscars is to get up and try to insult these people to make them somewhat more relatable, does his job, and then you get so upset that you get up and you physically attack him to the point of harm that could have mortally afflicted him.
What if he fell on his head? Do you think about that?
Yeah, did you think about that? Like, I mean, it's
no empathy from
so
you guys.
Bizarre.
You guys are bullies. You know what? You guys deserve of everybody in this show to be slapped. I've already been slapped, for the record, back in 2019 by our former producer on my birthday, which I was not very pleased about. You'd find that video on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust.
We should have TJ Hogan call in. I wanted him to break down the great mechanics of a slap, because that slap is still echoing through Easttown Mall in Madison right now, outside of Flick's Brewhouse. The sound on that thing carried. 800-990-3776. Chris in O-Town chimes in, says, Will was still in Hancock character. Ben, I'm guessing you've seen that movie.
I've seen Hancock.
Says, I had way worse and laughed it off with beer. Oh, we know. Chris in O-Town.
Way worse what?
I'm guessing he's gotten slapped worse.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
That was the sound of you getting
slapped. I know. I got... Did you enhance the slap?
Nope.
Josh?
That was a slap bet between Ben Brust, who did not believe in the Milwaukee Bucks, and TJ Hogan, who did. We did an over-under on number of wins in that season. TJ Hogan won it in, like, March, maybe even February, and then, therefore, got to slap Ben Brust in the face, and it sounded very clean and crisp like that. 800-990-3776. Call us, text us. I think a slap is worse than a punch. I think it's more demeaning. What do you think? And also, if you could, slap one of the three of us, Ben, myself, or Josh DiMaggio. Who would you choose to slap?
800-990-3776.
We will get into Brian Gutekunst, what he said earlier in his brief media appearance. All that and more. Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
Go ahead, Ben.
No, look.
You try your best. You got it.
That was so mean. It's not even funny how mean that was.
Scalzo and Brust.
Josh, answer the phone.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting punched or getting slapped on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust. Punched at 61%, slapped at 39%. Rhino chimes in. The sports talk Rhino says getting slapped. That's a person assuming you're a punk and not going to do anything about it. If you want to fight, swing on me. Don't try and punk me by slapping me, because I promise I'm not slapping back. Hell yeah, Rhino. You get it?
Has this existed forever? Because you've seen a lot of people claiming to be, like, if that happened to me, I would punch him right back. Like,
I mean, look. Is it just a male machismo thing? Back, but my point is like, it is undeniably more insulting to get an open hand slap to the face.
Yes.
And I think part of it is because, like, if you're punching someone, you're looking to assault them. If you're slapping them, you're looking to insult them.
Embarrass them, almost.
Yes. But you see what I did? Assault, insult, wordplay there?
I did. I'm sorry.
But, you're good. Like, you're right. It's about embarrassing somebody. Like, that's where the old joke, right? Like, you know, the old baby powder on the hand joke. Like, I'm going to get ready just so that you still see the outline of my hand, open hand, going across your face. Best Kenny of Earth chimes in, says slaps are worse. They aren't meant to do the same damage as a punch. They are designed to be disrespectful, so you get physical pain and emotional pain. 800-990-3776. We're also asking you, out of the three of us, which one would you want to slap the most? We'll start with Carlito the Badger Bear on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Carlito, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Thanks. Great topic. Slap heard around the world. I've both been slapped by my employer, by the way, by my boss.
And that might not be allowed.
The whole thing that you're talking about being disrespectful, absolutely. I mean, it's humiliating. If a guy is close to this, I've been punched in the face. And talk about a B move. The guy had his keys between his fingers. and punched me in the eye with his keys.
That was no fun.
Is your eye okay?
No, my face is very scarred. It gives me quite a lot of street cred because I look like a real badass on the left side of my face.
Well, Carlito, I do have to ask you, what did you do that your employer, your boss, slapped you across the face?
He didn't slap me across the face. He slapped me on my helmet. It was akin to getting slapped by your coach on a football helmet, but he slapped me so hard. And several times that he rang my bell and my helmet flew off. And it was a dangerous situation. I was an international bridge painter. So talking about Detroit and Windsor and that area.
Huh.
And the job, if you messed it up, you could kill someone. So he slapped me. But, you know, the third time he went to slap me, I locked his thumb down on his wrist. And he was like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's not going to happen again, boss. Never again.
Thank you, Badger Bear.
Carlito, the Badger Bear.
The Badger Bear strikes again.
Wow.
800-990-3776.
For all things fighting, we have our correspondent.
Kyle in the 414 says, when asked the question, who do you want to slap the most out of the three of us? Simply Ben with a period.
The period, for some reason, makes it feel like...
that. It feels like Will Smith walking like with a really good
there's
walk
intent
up there.
Yeah.
Hilsey chimes in, says, I'm not picky. I'll let you guys decide who I get to slap. He also included a picture of his massive paw. Look at that paw right there.
Oh, I don't want to get hit by that.
Compared to the beer can, too.
If we get to choose...
Thank God it was his hand next to that beer can.
What she said.
If we get to choose, who we choosing? Like,
Josh,
right?
What?
Yeah,
I mean, I could probably take a punch better than all you guys.
You could take a punch better than the two of us. Yep, 100%. And I would somehow convince Ben to, like, pay you a little bit of money to be the one to take it. And it would be good.
Yeah, I mean, you also have padding.
Yeah, speaking of also
being... You do have the big beard.
Yes, that works very much in my favor. Speaking of talking Ben into paying people, did you see that he missed having to pay Homer a bet? Homer tried to bet Ben that St. Peter's would beat Purdue. And Ben was like very...
I stood my ground on 4-1.
And I was trying to coax him into it, but it's not the same without you here,
if
Greg.
If you were here, I would have lost so much more money.
Wait, so how much was Homer willing to bet?
He wanted like...
He
you
wanted
know, the
St. Peter's at plus 400.
I think it was 4-1, yeah. Wasn't he offering you 4-1?
No, I offered 4-1. The real odds were like them plus 1,200.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I'm not going any more than 4-1. Like, if you're so confident, you know, I finally made a good decision. But if you were there, you had been like, ah, Ben, you know, give him some leeway. It's free money for you. And I've been like, all right, sure, 8-1.
Yeah, so now I'm being blamed for all your gambling losses.
No, Josh is just saying it was more likely that I would have lost money to Homer if you
like
were here.
Action. I do. It would have been great for the show, though, if you owed him another.
I'm at 550. That would have been like another... It would have been what, 8-1, say on $100, and I would have been down like $813.50.
Yeah,
it's a lot of bucks.
And I'm
it's
already down $13.50.
Oh goodness, 800-990-3776. Who do you want? And who else? 800-990-3776. What's worse, being punched in the face or slapped in the face? And if you could slap any of the three of us, who would it be?
How am I winning the poll? Pick Josh.
Are we going to go to Ron here?
I was about to.
Ron put down a gauntlet on himself that if his call's bad, he's banning himself. So.
All right. We got Ron in the key. This is a big one. The official unofficial uncle of the Scalzo and Bruss family on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Ron, what do you got?
Well, first of all, you know, one point is a point, two is a line, three is a trend. I've had two very bad calls. So if this one's bad, too. Self-ban. So, first, speaking of owing money, you guys owe me money. Pay up, you know how to. But that's not the point of the call.
Fair.
Have you guys ever heard of the gambling game Laden Thinks?
No.
And if there's
okay,
a long explanation,
really
this might stink.
He's got it.
It's not. It'll be fine. And you don't have to know the answers. That's the beauty of it. But I think you guys can get a sponsorship for it. Started out as a poker game. Greg, for example, you would bet Ben... on whatever the question is, you guys have to guess what Josh's answer is although we'd probably use Ben in this equation. So, for example, you would say, Josh, what do you think Ben will say water freezes at? And Greg might bet that Ben would get it right and say 32. Josh might think Ben's, you know, going to get it wrong and say 40. It doesn't matter what the real answer is. It matters what Ben's going to say. And whoever's closest to it wins.
Yeah,
I think that would play well to your audience.
All right. That's it. No, nothing on the slap?
Wait, did you just give us, like, an idea?
Actually, we'll go against the odds. In this same game, you guys could guess.
Okay,
who
here
I'd
we go. I think he will take me.
I think that he would take Josh.
I think he would take Greg.
Two of the three are right. Because I think Greg gives me the most crap behind the scenes.
Good call, Ron. Good call. Hey, you can come back. Yes, there we go.
We don't. I mean, we like to ban people, but we also, if you're decent, we'll keep you.
800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776.
Of course, I was wrong again.
Am I the one that gives them the most crap behind the scenes?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Oh, Ben, you texted your buddy Ron to play video games with?
I mean...
And then you can only imagine what follows after that, Ron.
Yeah, exactly. Use your the worst part of your imagination. But not this guy. Not the official unofficial muscle of the Scalzo and Brust family. All he gets out of me is love. 6'4", 270.
No big deal.
Jason in Madison. Welcome to Scalzo and Brust. I just want to hear what you have to say about that slap last night.
Hey, I loved it, man. I'm married. I've been married for 25 years, and seeing Will step up for his wife and put that little punk in his place was beautiful. Now, if somebody asks me which of the three of you I want to slap, I'm going to slap them because I love you.
Yeah! Let's go! No. I love you, and Jason!
Now, I've knocked people out with a slap. And it's the most disrespectful way to treat another man.
Not only is our muscle strong enough to knock people out, but he can knock people out with a slap.
Yeah, you need that.
We got a guy. I love you, Jason.
Love you more, man. Be good.
Thank you, Jason, in Madison.
I got to hang out with Jason. It's done. Jason, next Tuesday or Wednesday, we're getting a beer. I'll be in Madison.
Oh, I was going to say, that's Ben random.
Ben just gives him his calendar.
You're telling me we got a guy that will open hand slap, knock somebody out for us if they want to hit us? I'm going to take that guy out for a beer.
I mean, that would be the worst way to get knocked out, is an open
hand slap.
I'm sure you guys have seen the sport overseas, the European sport.
Yes.
That I could watch.
Then take it off.
No, I mean, I didn't say I could play.
Right.
As a
spectator. Yeah, I said take it up as a spectator is what I'm saying.
Oh, got it. I thought you were like, hey, I really like this hockey thing. Yeah, you
just go play.
Take it up.
Go get some skates.
The best part is there's really nothing you have to do to win $25,000 to take it up. Like, there is no barrier to entry when it comes to Bud Light's $25,000 bank shot contest. All you have to do the next time you're at the store, these following locations I'm about to read to you. Next time you are there buying your Bud Light or whatever it is, find the QR code and enter the Bud Light $25,000 bank shot contest. You can win. That's right, 25 grand. It's like a virtual scratch off, free to play. You do your scratch off. You automatically get entered to win $5,000, even if you don't win the 25 grand. So you have a chance to win 25 grand. We will be doing a drawing, giving away $5,000 no matter what. All you have to do is find the QR code to enter. If you're in Milwaukee at any Total Wine and More, Big Ben Liquor, Titonia Wine and Liquor, Steve's Liquor, or Village Liquor. Crushed Titonia there. In Madison, go to University Avenue Liquor, O'Connell's, Miller & Sons, Riley's Wines of the World in Metcalf's Market. Got to be 21 to play. Bud Light's $25,000 bank shot contest. You'll find it at ESPNWisconsinContest.com for rules. Presented by the light, clean, crisp, refreshing taste of the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. I almost got that clean. I messed up at the end there.
We'll give you a B+.
Yeah, it was good, buddy.
All right, thank you.
We don't have to slap you.
1-0. Next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Well, it's like how I passed swimming lessons. I can't float, and the first level of swimming lessons is floating. My parents had to convince the teachers to pass me because I couldn't float.
Great.
And then I made it to Underwater Explorers.
He cheated in swimming class.
Everything. Josh, everything.
It goes so deep.
Scalzo and Brust.
He cheated at little this, swimmers.
Ben doesn't do this, this,
golden
this.
Guppies. Golden guppies. Couldn't float. Had to convince them to send me to Underwater Explorers.
Yeah, you were great at Underwater Explorers.
I sure was.
Because you couldn't float.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh DiMaggio just informed us that he hadn't hit the go live button correctly. So me making faces and gestures.
Yeah. My bad. Pat on the back to me.
Talking to the camera the whole time. Nothing.
I fudged up.
Pat on the back to Joshy, at least for owning it. He is Josh DiMaggio, out of the show. Greg Scalzo, Ben Brust with you as well. Out of the three of us, who would you want to slap the most in honor of Will Smith's slappy slap of Chris Rock yesterday? Ben Brust leading the way at 52%, followed by Greg Scalzo at 28%, and Joshy DiMaggio bringing up the rear at 20%.
My theory is that you guys combined are one. And so if I can keep this as close to 50-50 between myself and you two combined, because you kind of play off each other, that I'll be okay with it. Like, I'm not upset with these results right now. If it was 75% and, like...
I'm shocked. I thought that same. Me or Josh would be leading.
Yeah. I thought for sure me or Greg had it by, like,
a guy whose
margin.
Wife cheated on him with his best friend. You laughed at it in his
right
face.
In his face.
And, like, right I don't do face. That. Like, I'm sweet. I'm nice. Why do you guys want to slap me?
I mean, Kyle Schwetter might sum it up the best on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust. Says Ben, he votes Ben.
I get that.
Then I would feel bad and give him a piece of chocolate and wait for him to crap himself. How about that moon landing?
So he made fun of my tummy issues, too, in that tweet.
Yeah, but I think his point is, like, everyone that would, like, people might want to slap you, but they feel bad about it afterwards.
See, but don't you realize in the moment, like, you would be mad at Ben for not knowing stuff?
So that's why you think people want to slap me? Because I don't know things,
well,
Josh?
I think there's an aspect
I think it's
of...
the lying, the cheating, and the general
I guess I
grifting.
Left that out.
Yes.
I mean, I scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the constant hopping off of the Scalzo and Brust train and hopping back on.
Yeah, I was, you know, mean to Aaron Rodgers, and I know everyone's sensitive about that, but I'm on the right track right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still surprised. I figured it would be me one, Josh two, Ben Brust three, and here we are. However, when given an opportunity to text in, on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line, First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, 800-990-3776. Jesse Nelson clearly running away with the amount of right-in votes. TJ from the Road says Jesse all day. Dale in Partyville says Jesse Nelson. Anything else is wrong. 608 chimes in, says the Hall Monitor. 262 says who else but Jesse Nelson. Chris in O-Town says it's official, I would pick Ron to slap. It was Joshy to toughen him up from taking Ben's meanness. In this case, that was as lame as tons of jokes. Jonah in Cedarburg, the official, unofficial robot builder of the Scalzo in Brust family, says, I want to slap Ben.
Straight to the point.
Again, there are definitely some people that I get would want to slap me. I was shocked that, you know, you guys are jerks and I'm sweet, you know?
I think you're making the case for being even more slappable right now.
Am I?
Calling yourself sweet?
I am.
Chip
that
and,
laugh. See that laugh. I think you're making a case for being more slappable.
Chip in Cedarburg says, can we add Mark in New Berlin to the poll? It's the only thing that will keep Ben from winning this in a landslide.
Mm.
Yeah. Better yet, add Jesse Nelson.
Should I just attach it and put Jesse Nelson in it and see what the numbers are?
Just do new poll. Jesse Nelson, and Mark New Berlin.
Oh, yeah, wow. That's brand a good new one.
We're going to the... this is the playing round. Ben's winning his way into the tournament. It is bracket
season.
Yeah,
like I was a 10 seed. Mark and New Berlin and Jesse were 1 and 2
seeds.
They had
buys. Yeah. They had buys.
So now they put us all together.
Ben and Menominee Falls says, if I could slap all three of you like they do in the Three Stooges, if not, then Ben.
Yeah. Again, I'm okay with it. I get it. I'm handsome. You know, I'm like, and people are jealous of that. And sometimes you might want to slap that. I get it.
Does that seem slappable coming out of your mouth? Do you think that makes you more slappable, you saying that?
No.
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 You don't hear that at all.
Come on.
The way that he just guffawed at that makes me want to slap him right now.
I mean, come on.
Come on. I hope your Eat Street driver just shows up tonight and slaps you in the face, but I know he won't because Eat Street drivers are the best. They're kind.
What? I hope not because they need Eat Street drivers because you can go to eatstreetdrivers.com/careers and earn a $1,500 bonus. And I think one of the qualifications is you don't slap people, and that's pretty easy, all right? Like, it's a human decency thing.
No, they're some of the best people that I know are Eat Street drivers.
I totally agree. And because here's the thing. Sometimes, like, there's a miscommunication because I'm in an apartment, and they can, like, text you directly and be like, hey, I can't get in, you know, can you, like, are you willing to help me get up? Or, like, you know, they'll communicate with you to make sure your food is safely delivered.
And the best is when you get the same person, so you have a text history with them,
yeah.
And then you get to know your delivery person. Oh, yeah.
Well, and then, like... since the delivery drivers are, like, I'm using it a ton, they now don't have to text me as often because I'm getting the same people and we have that rapport of, like, now they just know how to get in my building.
Yeah.
So now I'm bragging about being cool with Eat Street drivers. So now I'm going to tell you about why you need to order Eat Street. And that's download the apps. You can sort bars, taverns, restaurants in your local area, and you can have it delivered safely to your home. I mean, for all of our lives, Greg just had a first birthday party. I guarantee there's still somewhat of a mess laying around from all the family and the trash and the leftover, you know, the plates everywhere. You got to clean them. And, you know, you got a kid. And so you're probably going to want to order Eat Street. For me, I'm lazy. And I played basketball this weekend, and my legs are sore. I don't want to move. The only place I want to move from is the couch to my door. And so I'm going to use Eat Street, my favorite food and delivery app. Get it downloaded, the official food delivery service of your world champion, Milwaukee Bucks, and of the world champion, Scalzo and Bruss family.
1-0 next on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
So that was the last full book you read?
Oh, 1,000%, yes.
In high school, you believe?
Yes, so that would have been 2010 when I graduated.
So 10 years ago. It's been a decade since you read a full book.
I'm starting to realize that people read books.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben Brost won the play-in tournament. Who would you want to slap in the face the most? Ben Brost, Mark in New Berlin, or the hall monitor, Jesse Nelson?
The play-in round was amongst us three, for the record.
It was. And Ben Brost...
Running away
with Ben.
Convincing win.
Please vote on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust.
It's time kind of a dead heat for the record, like 33-33-33.
I have yet to cast my vote.
Well, I mean, you're just deciding between Mark and Jesse, correct?
No, I know who I'm going to vote. I just have yet to cast it.
Well, why aren't you, like, saying out loud?
Saying out loud what?
Who you're going
to
vote for.
Time to play 1 or 0?
Are you a 1 or 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are
Don't
you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a 1 or a 0.
All right, let's play Ron's game. You guys have to guess who I will vote between those three.
Jesse Nelson.
Jesse Nelson.
Yeah, of course he's going to
punch Well, I'm glad we didn't overthink that one.
He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Skelton. We're your contestants for 1 or 0. Joshy DiMaggio is your host. He asks us a question. We say 1 for yes, 0 for no. There is no gray area. It's that simple. Joshy, take it away.
Yesterday, the slap and controversy between Will Smith and Chris Rock became more clear after the uncensored broadcast version in Australia showed Will Smith yelling back at Chris Rock. 1 or 0. We should be allowed to swear on TV and radio in America.
I'm going to go with 1. Like, there should be 2 versions. There should be, like, like almost like the pay-per-view. It's like
HBO is what you're recommending. You're gonna,
but you don't mean that people would have to pay additionally.
No. Okay. I'm just saying one. I mean, we'd have to get, I don't know, do we have to get a new radio tower? One station we're on explicit, and then you dump whatever it can't be on.
Why is Ben going through the technicalities of radio and how we would program it?
It's a 1. You should be allowed to. I mean, look, there would be certain programs that made sure that they were family friendly, and there would be other programs that weren't, and you would have to decide what you'd be willing
to
listen
rating,
to or watch.
It's like a rating, for a movie.
Yeah, but even then,
what would we be rated?
I don't think there needs to be intervention or oversight into language that is used when you're talking about profanity. Not to mention, if you're on Twitter, no matter how old you are, you can pretty much see and look at anything you want.
I wish
that is a free to use service to sign up for that does not have true age verification, and you can go on.
Oh yeah, I had Facebook way before you were allowed to have Facebook. Like, I just gave myself a birthday. That was legal to have a Facebook. You had to be 18 to have a Facebook.
Oh, so you adjusted. Yes. Back in the day, you did have to be.
Back in the day. I'm just saying
that's college age.
I'm talking specifically about Twitter because
I know.
I'm just saying it's on Facebook, isn't there?
No.
Like, on Twitter.
No, he took it a weird place.
I mean, on Twitter, you could literally watch pornography.
Well, you know, I've had a burner account to do that.
It just happened to me recently.
Not a burner account. A real account.
Somebody else's account.
It belongs to somebody else.
It just happened to me recently where I was searching a term.
That phase is no longer happening in my life.
Good. I was searching a term on Twitter, and it apparently was a term that was used in pornography. And I was
Which term?
I forget what it was. I wish I could remember. But I was at work looking at it on my big monitor, and porn just popped up. And I was like, well, oops.
Moon landing.
Was that it?
I don't think so.
If you don't know what a moon landing is, it's not like going to freak you out. It's going to make sense once you see it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I lost your train of thought there.
I got it. I got it.
Okay. This year's Final Four is chocked full of blue blood programs with Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, and Villanova making the Final Four. 1 or 0. The Final Four is better with Cinderella teams.
0. I mean, we got to see what a Cinderella team would happen to them in the Final Four yesterday. St. Peter's got blown out by an 8 seed. Like, every good Cinderella story comes to an end. Yeah, George Mason did it, what? 16 years ago? Whatever. Like,
Was it that long ago?
Did Loyola do it?
2006. They weren't a Cinderella team. They were like an 8 seed. Like a 9, you know what I mean? Like, that happens. That's happened before. UConn was an 8 seed when they won in 2014, you know?
I guess I was accounting program level in that as part of it.
But, like, they were a good basketball team, clearly. Clearly, that might have gotten in if they didn't win their tournament. My point is all these Cinderella runs come to an end for a reason. And I'm excited to actually watch good games versus, like, a blowout when, more people are going to be watching a Final Four game.
Yeah, George Mason in 06 was an 11 seed. VCU in 11 was an 11 seed. Loyola Chicago in 18 was an 11 seed. And then...
I won you a lot of money with that
pick. An 8th seed, were they?
Loyola was an 11 seed. That's the lowest
seed. An 11 seed. Gotcha.
The lowest seed to make the men's Final Four tournament is an 11 seed. UCLA did it last year.
Yes, in the play-in game. Two play-in teams have done it, VCU and UCLA.
The 15th seed, St. Peter's Peacocks, were the lowest seed to ever reach the men's Elite Eight. Florida Gulf Coast University, a.k.a. Dunk City, got to the Sweet 16 as a 15th seed, which nobody had done before that.
Glad they're gone.
You've got to, I tend to agree with what you're saying. I think St. Peter's played the perfect string where you got through the first weekend, you won the first game in the second weekend, but then you don't want to see them in the Final Four. You want the best, highest quality games. But it was fun. Like, it gave everybody something to talk about. And you felt so good for those kids and that coach
and the guy
who's now
with the cool
already
mustache.
At Rutgers,
Seton Hall, where he played reportedly, but it's not. Yeah,
he's a really good player back in the day.
Yeah, I don't.
Holloway.
I saw that the last time that Seton Hall made it to the Elite Eight, he was a the part player of the team. Or something.
Yeah,
which is kind
he's
of funny
an All American.
Yeah. 1 or 0. You don't care what happens in the Final Four as long as Coach K loses.
So, I'm in a bracket tournament where they if Duke
you did do
winning,
this. You called this. Were you the one who told me they like
I got Duke winning it?
Yeah, because it's Coach K's final year and they're going to make sure
they're
that
get every single call.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying they're going to win only because of the refs, but if it gets down tight, Duke
they're
going to
get the benefit
every
of the doubt.
Single bleeping
pretty
call.
Pretty peculiar how two teams Duke has faced have had under double digit free throws to this point.
Yeah.
It's ironic.
Again?
Strange.
Got it.
I mean, we're not saying, we're just saying.
No, it's just weird.
I think if they're not going to win at all, I want them to lose by 100 to UNC.
Uh-huh.
No, I want them to lose on a heartbreaking buzzer beater.
It'd be way more embarrassing for Coach K to have to like sit through the last 20 minutes of his career against UNC's
good point,
backups.
After the last game of the regular season at Cameron Indoor, when UNC blew them out, he started his like speech with, I apologize for the way that, you know, what that went down. I hope he's in anger. I can't believe I went to sleep as a child hoping to play for Coach K. What a dork.
He is a dork, and yet I still think he could beat
no,
the crap.
No, I'm calling myself a dork.
Oh. I mean, I was just trying to...
It wasn't an important correction.
Yeah, it's not.
Well,
I was just trying to segue. I was going to go from Will Smith, from Coach K being able to beat the crap out of Will Smith to I'd love to see Gina Della slap Will Smith in the face because I feel like she'd really be able to get him back there. Gina Della's the best. She's the absolute best at everything. And she...
Slapping windows, everything.
Slapping some new windows in your house.
There it is! Bada bing, bada boom.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin knocked out. They slapped some windows out of my house and put in these beautiful patio doors.
They knocked out?
Knocked them out. Not only did they do it, they did it in one day. It was my daughter's first birthday party this weekend. So I had family in from out of town, and my wife's family up from Chicago. Some people were seeing the doors for the first time, and they were amazed. Amazed at how great Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin did it. When I told them it only took them a day, people didn't believe it. They didn't believe it. That is how good it looks right now in my home. They were so easy to deal with. So not only is it the quality product, the quality of installation, shout out to Kyle and the installation team, but the quality of service. Working with that team, Joe Franco has been tremendous. He sat in on a community board meeting. Like he had to go and get the permits and stuff. You don't want to do that. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin will over-deliver for you just as they over-deliver for me. They do it with flexibility. They don't have one or two window lines. They have six. Vinyl, fiberglass, wood, plus amazing opportunities. You got 3 days to take advantage of these financing offers. Amazing opportunities. 18 months, no payments and no interest on your replacement windows. It's a year and a half with a single payment and no interest. Or you can get $300 off each window, $700 off a Pella entry system, and $1,000 off a Pella patio door. But you got to choose by March 31st. PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio.
What's up?
I thought you were just going to go right to break for me.
You usually say something.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Presented by Bud Light.
Plus, Brian Gutekunst spoke earlier today. We'll talk about it.
We got it.
Bye.